Well, it's been a better day on the equities markets globally and locally. And in studio with me, I have Makwe Masilela. He's the Chief Investment Officer at Makwe Fund Managers. Thanks very much, Makwe, as always. So why the rebound today?
You know, I just hope it's not a dead cat bounce. And I think that this whole thing, and it's a global thing, is all because we've realized and people have just indicated that, you know, China is starting to talk with the U.S. because we're mainly worried that this whole thing, that the U.S.-China tension is just going to escalate, even though after the really important dinner that they had the other day, the G20, that ever since then, we never got to get, you know, anything concrete. Instead, we're getting like contradicting statements from both parties. So for the vice president to say, hey, I'm talking to the finance minister that side, you know, it's kind of encouraging, and it's giving the investors nerves to be more calmer that, okay, at least something is happening. Mm. And also there's a rumor that China, as we know now, there's an import tariff of almost 40% when it comes to cars that comes from the U.S., that they might lower that to 15%. Apparently, the Chinese cabinet is looking into that. Those are kind of positive news. And if you realize, that's the exact opposite that was been driving the market down. So the market are excited about that. Yes, we know that the fact that the U.S. as well might not continue to increase interest rates much, much higher going forward. I think their meeting is on the 18th to the 19th. Mm. But the main thing, it has just been this whole issue about the China-U.S. thing, that at least the tension seems to be like lessening. And the markets are happy when it comes to that. Mm. And for any reason, markets during this time of the year will do with any reason to go up.
And in terms of the US Fed rate hike, the expectation is that indeed they will raise rates in December, but that presumably that's priced in.
By all means, the most important thing is going forward, 2019, you know,
yeah.
How much will they be able to increase? And I think for the fact that they've been mentioning that, you know, they are nearing the neutral part of interest rates, that tells you that they don't have much leg, you know, to run. So chances are we might not have four or three increases. We might maybe have one or two. So I think that's more important for the investors going forward.
Here in South Africa, we've had the Reserve Bank often assert that, you know, we are independent and all the rest of it. And of course, we saw that in India, the Reserve Bank governor there decided to quit, stating that it was for personal reasons. But apparently, ahead of that, there was a bit of jostling going on between the Reserve Bank and the government. So what happened with the rupee, and what lessons can we draw from what's happened in India?
I think we need to realize that it's a very nice statement to say that personal reasons, but there's nothing like that. We know that the guys down there, number one, the government wanted to get hold of the surplus that the Reserve Bank that is having, and the guy was not too happy with that. And as well, they wanted him to able to lessen the requirements for the highly indebted banks in India that they can get easy credit, and he was not too happy with that. So there's nothing like personal reasons. So yes, that shows you that the minute you start fiddling with institutions that which are supposed to be independent, then markets definitely don't like that. We've seen it happen as well with Turkey. The time when Turkish lira was taking a hammering 2 months or back, it was also around those kind of issues. Back home here, the minute you start touching the Reserve Bank, whether you want to fiddle with independent stuff like that, also markets don't like that, because we need to realize as government, as people, that there are some institutions we're supposed to remain independent, just like your judicial. So if people can start tempering with that, so when it comes to Indian issues, yes, it was wise for them to appoint the other new guy. He knows what is happening, because at some point he was part of the finance ministry, and if I'm not mistaken, he's one of the guys who was eyeing the job in 2016, but he couldn't get the job. Mm. But the fortunate thing with him is that is in good books with the current administration.
Okay. All right. And then, of course, Brexit continues. Theresa May decided to postpone that vote in the UK Parliament today. And she's actually in Brussels today trying to see if she can improve on the deal. What's been going on with the pound, and what's your prognosis for that situation?
You know, it got a bit of a relief when they announced that they're going to postpone the voting, and we were expecting that to happen before the 25th of January. But basically, they're getting themselves into a situation where the European Union said, we're not going to renegotiate. And we understand, because it's all written out there that the European Union doesn't want Britain to leave. Mm. But now they may have to make sure that they get the necessary backing. And for her to start meeting with the likes of Angela Merkel, who's more of the paymaster, it makes sense. And also the Danish president. So the question is, will she still be able to succeed? But now, meet January, I think it's just too tight for them because that's supposed to be out by the 29th of March. If they don't reach a deal by then, they don't have much time to do anything. And it might even call the whole thing of reversing this whole thing of referendum. So we'll see how it plays out. So as people say, she's just kicking the can down the road. Mm. It's not helping anything.
Looks like a nightmare situation. Let's look at some local data that came out here in South Africa. Manufacturing and mining data for October coming out quite nicely. Manufacturing was up 3% year on year in October. Mining up 0.5%. You know, it's not fantastic, not shooting the lights out, but still a positive number nonetheless. And of course, it's the first month in the fourth quarter. So perhaps we're going to see a positive trend for the rest of the fourth quarter.
Definitely we will. And especially with that nice uptick when it comes to mining, because that's one sector that's been going down and down and down. For it to just have that little uptick, it shows you that at least things are not that bad. And thanks to the likes of our diamonds and our PGMs. But gold, unfortunately, is continuing to drag us down. And I think it will continue to drag the whole sector down going forward.
Yeah, it does look like structurally, there's no positive reality for gold. It's going, the production is just going down and down.
Those mines are just too deep. Yeah. And it becomes very expensive the deeper you go.
Mm. Did you take a look at the Anglo-American production update? I see they came out with something earlier today.
Very nice update. And I think that's what you need from a mining company, that, hey, I'm going to be able to increase my production and reduce cost, given that costs have been going high and people have been complaining about that. And also that commodity prices are not looking that rosy. So if they can save when it comes to reducing cost and increase production, I think as an investor, that should delight you.
Hmm. And then lastly, Alexander Forbes, which is a finance services company, looks after many thousands of people's pensions. They came out with their interim results. Their headline numbers were not good at all. If I can just take a look, I see that their headline earnings per share declined by 23% to 16.7 cents. The group's profit before taxation from continuing operations came in at 141 million rand. That's 70% less than their profit level same time last year. So the numbers were not great, but it seems it's all to do with the one item, which is an IT investment that went wrong that they decided to halt. So barring that, their numbers would have been better. But your thoughts on that particular company?
I don't know which pensions they're going to be administrating, because we know that unemployment is very high. People get retrenched. So it makes sense that the guys have to struggle. Yes, they can blame IT to some extent. And also, remember, also their earnings are linked to what is happening to the markets, because they also manage assets. If markets are not doing okay, then their assets are not going to perform at all. So I think that as well is going to have a negative thing. But this is the very same company that had a CEO fired, you know, with immediate effect. We don't know. Maybe they will explain to us. Maybe when they say they are no longer in good terms with the CEO, maybe they could see what has been going on. And the very same company which had their CFO saying, I'll be leaving, giving them almost a 2 months notice kind of a thing. I think some of those, you know, have to do with their performance. The CFO, the CEO leaving kind of a thing.
Well, I'll be putting those particular questions to the CEO a bit later. Thanks very much, Makwe, for your time. As always, that was Makwe Masilela. He's the Chief Investment Officer at Makwe Fund Managers.